our nurse of the month this month happens to be Lourdes Shuck of Montesano. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm getting ready to scoot into work, actually.
Oh, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, my hat is off to you. Being a healthcare professional and a nurse that you are, you work at Summit Pacific, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a great facility and good people there. And I just think it's really cool going in like that and helping so many people out. Congratulations on being brave. You're awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, you earned a really cool little thing. You were the very first person to get Nurse of the Month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been doing Teacher of the Month for a couple years, and now we switched over to doing a healthcare worker, and your name got brought up in a nomination. Oh. And here's what the nomination said. Are you ready?
Oh, my.
All right.
I'm going to cry.
Lourdes is a full-time nurse at Summit Pacific in Elma. She has two children to raise and a husband that works for the state patrol. In her quote-unquote spare time, she's created a Facebook page called Neighborhood Food Tribe.
Yeah.
They say, please look at her Facebook page to see the extent of her collecting and donating. She works all day nursing and then comes home to sort out all the package and package up all the items for families in need. She has the kindest heart and deserves to be Nurse of the Month. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is nice. And I don't see, they did not put who it was that it came from. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that
is very sweet.
Yes, it's a very sweet nomination. I think that's awesome. As a result of it, you are now Nurse of the Month, and you get some prizes that go along with that. A $50 prepaid Visa card from Great Northwest Federal Credit Union. You can spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. That's cool. And then, of course, you get a pizza gift certificate to Domino's Pizza because they rock.
Well, I know what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to feed it to my nurses.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. They have good pizza, so good job. All right. We like to get to know the people that were that win the awards here on Kix 95.3. And Lourdes, you, with such a glowing recommendation, I'm very curious. How did you get into nursing? Because it's and of course, right now, it's a profession that's, you know, crazy.
Yeah, when I was about 13, I was 13 years old, I was at Seattle Children's Hospital in the ICU, and not me personally, but my cousin was, and she was 2 years old, and she was dying.
Aww.
And it was just all of those ICU nurses and all of the little things that they did for us to comfort the family, how they took care of her.
It made a big difference.
The whole package. Yeah.
It made a big difference, didn't it?
Yeah. It's more about treating the whole family.
Yep.
The mom, the brother.
It's not just the patient, is it?
The patient. It's just collectively the whole group.
Tell me, what about right now with the coronavirus and everything going on? How do you feel about going into work? Is it hard for you, or are you just going, you're just going to do it?
No, it's not hard.
You just do it.
I love it. I like going to work every day.
It's your passion.
I like taking care of people. I don't think it's scary. I do what I need to do to be safe. And
good.
So, yeah.
All right. Good. And I mean, how long have you been nursing now?
Almost 10 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so if you had, you do. I'm giving you the microphone. What would you tell people during this time from a nurse's point of view? What would you say?
From a nurse's point of view, be safe, follow the guidelines, maintain your social distancing, always protect yourself. And really, if you think that you need medical care, don't wait, because we're seeing some people that are having issues that are preventable and they could be treated earlier because they're afraid to go out and they're afraid to come in and get the care that they need, but don't wait.
And you're there for them.
Yeah. Yep. We all are.
Well, again, my hat is off to you and your colleagues. And I know it's gotta be tough right now, but you're doing it and you're helping people. I think that's a really cool thing. I'm so glad to be able to interview you today, Lourdes. That's so cool. So congratulations, Nurse of the Month. You did it.
Thank you.
And you didn't even know you were up for it, did you?
I didn't know it was a thing.
That's awesome. Well, Lourdes, thank you again for all that you do. I really appreciate what you do.
You're welcome.